Continuing in our learning of the Tshuvot of Rav Avadia Yosef, we're in Shailot v'Tshuvot Yechavadah, Chelek Gimel Siman Samech Hei. And a somewhat strange question, I guess it doesn't come up all that often, but apparently somebody was asked. They were given a medallion by by some government official, some honorary designation, and it was shaped as a cross. A Christian cross, it was shaped as a cross. And is it acceptable for him to wear it, or to even own such a thing that was given to him? Now, a cross is a Christian symbol used in their worship. So this is not new. This is already a Tshuva, the Trumat HaDeshen, one of the later Rishonim, who's quoting Rav Yah, who says, Hatzlav shetolima komarim al bigdei hem eino ela lezikaron. Priests, even back in his day, would wear a cross, and he says that cross that they're wearing is only lezikaron, to remind them of whatever it is they're supposed to remind them, but it is not the actual Avodah Zarah itself. Meaning when it comes to Avodah Zarah idolatry, there are different things. One is the actual object that they're deifying. Is this something that they acknowledge has divine power? And he's saying, no, the crosses that they wear are just symbolic. These are not crosses that are worshipped, and therefore it's acceptable. The Ramah says the same thing. If it's around the neck, it's a necklace, and it's only lezikaron as a symbolic thing. It's not considered to be Avodah Zarah, and it's permissible to own. And he says, and Rav Avadia says, it would seem to be from here. So certainly a medallion, which is not given as a Avodah Zarah at all, is given as an official, governmental designation of honor or something like that, maybe from some government official, that is certainly not worshipped and therefore is acceptable. Now the Shach, commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, says, well, the Rama, who said it's permissible, he says, well, that's so long as you know that this particular cross, crucifix, was not used for Avodah Zarah. But if you just find a random cross, maybe it was used for Avodah Zarah. Maybe this is one that they actually use in their worship, or use to bow down to it, or use to pray to it, or something to that effect. And therefore, if you find one, a random one, and you don't know that it was never used before, safek d'oraita l'chumra, you have to be strict, you have to be choshesh, that perhaps it was used for Avodah Zarah, and forbid it. And indeed, others agree with him. However, Rav Avadia points out that, though, in practically speaking, the Shach's opinion was not accepted. Most poskim follow this Rav Yah and the Rama, that you don't, if you find something random like this, you don't have to concern yourself that perhaps they bow down to it. And he says, and even according to the Shach, where perhaps you find something in the street, you have to worry that they bow down to it. This was made by the government, produced by the government, given as a symbol of honor from the government. This is not something that was bowed down for. Now, maybe if it's a relic, if it's something from their museum, if it's an old piece, it's an artifact or something like that, maybe 100 years, maybe they did indeed, and they're giving you something as a sign of designation, something from a historical significance from this nation, okay, so then maybe the Shach would be correct. Maybe that Shach would apply in this case, rather, and therefore it would be prohibited. But generally speaking, these tokens of appreciation, these tokens of honor, are not going to be an issue, because it's clear that it was not intended to bow down to. Now, the Ritzava already, also one of the later Rishonim, points out, he says, no, he says, if it's just drawn on something, even if it's on silver, it's not a problem to own. He says, even though it's true that they worship this symbol of a cross, he goes, we know they're not worshiping this picture that they're drawing. It's just part of their picture. He says, and therefore, that they're allowed to use the coins. The coins had pictures of crosses on them. And he says, we're allowed to use those coins because clearly, even though it's silver and gold, because clearly these were not meant as a form of worship. These were just meant as a picture. And the picture of a cross is not prohibited as a form of Avodah Zarah. The Ran indeed points out that Hayom Mistama Ein Ovdim Surat Elu V'Rak Zecher La'al Be'al Mos Simatam. He says nowadays nobody really bows down to them. They only use them as symbolically. Perhaps that's time and location dependent. There are going to be certainly people around today who do bow down to it, but not to the medallion, not to something that's given as a sign of honor. That's not something they used. Bow down to them. Zera Emet says, yeah, indeed. They are machmir like the shach. He says, but if it's done, it's something fancy and it's meant clearly to be decorative. It's not meant to be used. It's not meant to be used. If it's made of gold and silver and diamonds, and it's not meant to be used as a form of worship. It's just meant to be used as an ornament or artistic. It's certainly not an issue. The common denominator here is that all of these poskim are saying that only something that was used as Avodah Zarah is prohibited as Avodah Zarah. If it's similar to something used as Avodah Zarah, but is not, in fact, used as Avodah Zarah, it's not a problem. Now, the Shulat Me'orei Or also was Machmir, and he was actually asked about people buying these things, and he said they should not buy them, because, indeed, even these plain ones, so sometimes people use them at home before they go to sleep, and they kiss it, and they hold it, and they rub it, and they do all, and they, you know, they recognize that it has some divine power, but the Achronim say they don't concern with them with this. And certainly, he says, even if you are worried about it, it doesn't apply to a medallion, or a token, or a brooch, or something like that. This is a Chubat Lev Chaim, Rav Falaji, says the same thing, that in these medals that were given out, you don't have to worry that they worshipped it, they would not produce it for that purpose. These are not meant for that, these are meant for a sign of designation of honor. He points out that Batei Kahuna was Machmir, and so he sent to other Rabbanim at the time, and they were all lenient in this regard. Apparently it was something that was kind of common, at least, as was given out. Now the Tshuvat HaRogat HaBosim said, look, it's true it's not Avodah Zarah, what about Chashad? What about Chashad? Someone will see wearing it and think that you're endorsing that foreign religion. So what about that? And he says, the Ramah in fact, right? You find things that have pictures of the moon, the stars, that were worshipped at Avodah Zarah. You're allowed to own them. Because nowadays, people don't bow down to the star, moon, and the stars. Nonetheless, you shouldn't keep them. You should get rid of them. Even though technically, you shouldn't keep them. Why? Because of chashad. Yeah, it doesn't look right. It seems like you'll violate it. He says, no, Rav Adi disagrees. He says, keep a medallion, makom l'chashad, sheman ha'evda klal, k'div rachroni manal. As distasteful as it might seem, no one thinks that this is something that you are wearing as a form of Avodah Zarah. It's clear that it's being worn as an ornament and as a sign of honor and gratitude. And he says, yaduam for some master Rav Bazeh, that the recent Lassin Rav Yaakov Meir, in fact, wore a medallion in the shape of a cross, when he would meet the chief British person in charge of Palestine at the time. Whenever he would meet with him, he would wear that which he was given by the government, and he was photographed wearing it. He was not worried about this because it was not an Avodah Zarah. It seems a little bit distasteful. It's not something that many of us would like to do. On the face of it, might seem to be wrong, but al pidin, there's nothing necessarily wrong with it, and therefore, certainly, many of the Rachronim that he quotes point out that if it's a medallion given by a government, and so when that same person meets back with that same government official, perhaps it's appropriate to be wearing it to show a sense of gratitude, to show that we're proud of the honor that was given. It'll enhance that relationship, and therefore is certainly something to be allowed. Perhaps another thing we should learn from this is that when we see somebody wearing something like this, not to think negatively of them. I think that many of us would instinctively, perhaps myself, would instinctively say, wow, that seems wrong. But as Rav Adi Yosef is teaching us, that's not incorrect. It's wrong. It's not correct. There is no halachic basis to say it's improper. And therefore, when it's necessary, it's something that is permissible to do. Have a wonderful evening.